Yeah, let's talk a little bit about some things that have been going on in your area.
Yes.
I know for Valentine's Day, yeah, it's always nice
to reconnect and to say thank you for Valentine's Day. So here at Fremont Area United Way, our donors are really at the heart of what we do. We would not be able to help families in need without the donations that we receive. So we really just thank the donors in the community, from the corporate donors to the individuals. Every dollar counts, and it really, I'm just reminded of how grateful I am and how thankful I am on Valentine's Day to all the donors out there that think about their neighbors and think about the others that are in need in the community today on Valentine's Day and every other day. So just a big thank you to them.
Yeah, that is. It's a good way to celebrate Valentine's Day. Not just the other, your significant other, but other people too,
that's
for sure.
That's right. I think that's something you can do for those you love, is to just give a donation in the name of someone, or in celebration of your years of marriage, or in celebration of your kiddos. You know, giving a donation helps the community, and that helps everyone.
Yeah, speaking of the giving part of that, I know the campaign has been on for a while.
Yes.
Maybe just give us an idea of where you're at in the
Absolutely. So we set a goal, the Fremont Area United Way board sets a goal for raising funds for 2022, and now we're into 2022. That goal is $625,000, and we're reaching nice and close to that goal, not quite there, but we're reaching there. And this is about the time of year where we ask for individuals to commit to making a donation throughout this calendar year of 2022. As we're getting started in 2022, people certainly still have the opportunity to give. And so we just invite folks to consider that gift to Fremont Area United Way to help those in need. Certainly, we always see a need. There's always someone struggling with a health problem or grieving the loss of someone. And so being able to help those who are going through life's rough times is something I have the pleasure of being able to do. And certainly when we see needs increase, it's also in that time when people are dealing with a lot of illness and sickness. So I'm just so thankful that United Way is in the community responding to needs throughout this time now. So yeah, we are getting close to that goal of raising those funds for 2022. And we are just taking a moment to thank everyone for their part in what they do to help United Way and to help their neighbors.
Yeah, we're talking with Christy Fiala with Fremont Area United Way. You have a lot of good partners in your building.
Yes.
Kind of remind people of who's all in that building.
Yes. So we are located on 445 East 1st Street there, kind of close to downtown. Mm-hmm. And in that building, we call that the Olson Engagement Center, because Dale and Fern Olson really had a vision. And they donated the building that we're in for the purpose of nonprofits. And so Fremont Area United Way manages that Olson Engagement Center, and we house a number of nonprofits there. In addition to who's in that building as everyday work neighbors, we also allow that space to be used for any nonprofit. Mm-hmm. So that allows nonprofits to have a space with a very nice conference room and kitchen, and just an area that they can use for meetings and board meetings. So if you're listening to this and you are part of a nonprofit and need a space to have that meeting, feel free to reach out to the Fremont Area United Way to reserve that conference room. It's a great space and is used by many. Housed in the building every day, we have Rebuilding Together and Sixpence. Rebuilding Together works on homes for families in need. And Sixpence is a home visiting program for kiddos 0 to 3, and they work with Fremont Public School. Mm-hmm. And so that's some of my neighbors that I get to see. In addition, we have the Fremont Family Coalition, and they have a number of grants and positions, and they are very tightly connected to the Fremont Area United Way. We work in partnership. I really enjoy the Fremont Family Coalition staff and the work they do, because it is grant-funded work, and it partners with United Way so well. We share the mission of meeting the needs of the community, and it's really nice to be able to utilize donation dollars where we're unable to find grant dollars. Mm-hmm. And so that alignment just stretches every dollar into the community as far as it can go.
Yeah, and you've had a few changes over at the Fremont Family Coalition recently.
Yes, we have a new director of the Fremont Family Coalition, Michelle Padilla, and I will have to invite her on.
Yeah.
She is a joy to work with, and I really am happy that she has joined our team and partnered with myself and with United Way to move the mission forward and to help families in the community.
Well, Christy, I think that we've covered pretty much everything we wanted to talk about today.
Yes.
So, let's give us the numbers again. If someone would like to help out or give in a certain way.
Absolutely, yes. And again, happy Valentine's to everyone. And feel free to call Fremont Area United Way, either if you or someone you know needs help, or if you're wanting to donate and help those in need on Valentine's Day. The phone number is 402-721-4157. Give us a call.